Zdaj, da su zriktirigan Patricia Thigpen. That is Thigpen. T as in Thomas. Thigpen. Thigpen. Patricia. Patricia. Date of birth is 10/25/49. Date of visit 3/1/24. Please make copy for Lisa Gonsalves, M.D. Gonsalves, Gonsalves, M.D. Next paragraph. Dear Lisa, thank you for sending Patricia Thigpen for pulmonary evaluation. Next, history of present illness. This is a 74-year-old female who has had a persistent cough since she had a COVID infection in October of 23. The patient was treated for her COVID infection, but she improved briefly and then had episodes of cough which have been persistent for the past 3 months. She had a chest x-ray on 10/30/23, which showed clear lungs. The patient has no fever signals. She has some post-nasal drip, and she denied any yellow sputum. And has had no nausea, vomiting, or aspiration. Next paragraph. Let's see. Past history. The patient's past history has included history of PTSD and a history for allergic rhinitis and sinusitis. She has had a tonsillectomy in the 1950s. DNC for endometriosis on several occasions in 83, 84, 89. She had a hysterectomy in 1990 and resection of the ovaries. She had a head injury in an auto accident in 1998, arthroscopic knee surgery in 99, and vulvar cystectomy in 2013. Also had a right patellar injury in February of 14. Cataract repair in June of 2015. Heel surgery with removal of a leiomyoma in 2015. Left knee ACL repair in December 15. And colitis in 2018, septoplasty and turbinate surgery in 22, and was seen by cardiology in October of 23. the next paragraph, allergies to Tylenol. I'm sorry, allergies to can you please delete Tylenol? Allergies to garlic and codeine. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died at an elderly age. Father died of respiratory failure. Father also had a history of cancer. And her mother had a history for cancer. One sister with dementia, and one brother with leukemia. Next, habits the patient does not smoke. Alcohol use, mostly wine. Next, med list included Pro-Air inhaler, 2 puffs, PRN, Aldactone, 100 milligrams daily, and ipratropium nasal spray for allergies, and Crestor 5 milligrams every other day, and Atenolol 25 milligrams daily, one aspirin daily. Next paragraph, let's see, physical exam, this elderly, averagely birth part, female is alert, no acute distress. Mild pallor, no sign of icterus. Lymphadenopathy or peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 130 by 70. Heart rate is 58, respiration 16, temperature 98, to weight is 128, saturation of 100. HEND announced phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat was clear, ears no inflammation. Next supplement number is the thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased breath sounds to the periphery and no wheezes or crackles. Heart in the absence of irregular, small intestine, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no rhinomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities will, no edema, no calf tenderness, reflexes 1 plus, with no gross motor absent. Cranial nerve is grossly intact, skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1, chronic cough and reactive airways disease. Number 2 is allergic rhinitis and sinusitis. Number 3 is supraventricular tachycardia. And number 4 is history of hyperlipidemia. And number 5, history of COVID-19 infection. Next plan, the patient will go for a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. CBC, IgE level, total eosinophil count. And a CT chest with contrast. A follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. So continue using the albuterol inhaler as needed. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Lisa Gonzalez, MD.